Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, check it out, fam. It's time to talk movies with your favorite American badasses. Yo, Skin's got a film degree and is basically a pop culture snob. But Ben is a caveman who thinks Kurt Russell is a national treasure. Now let's go live to the box office window where these two clowns are standing by. Yo, it's time for the popcorn trick.
Very famous weekend in sports, Memorial Day weekend, where they really release a lot of movies. Didn't really happen this weekend, not a ton of releases. But we'll talk about the best movies of the summer. Skin's always told a story about how his birthday is May 25th, a couple days ago, and how his mom would wait in line so he could watch Star Wars on opening weekend. And back then, in the 70s, that was a huge thing. And
when Star Wars came out, it was so hyped.
So hyped that the lines would wrap around the theater. So I thought, hey, it's Memorial Day. Let's take a look at some of these movies, the summer movie preview. I think, Ari, you're a movie guy. So, did I just misjudge you right there?
No, I am, but, like, so I have a three-year-old and a six-month-old, so that, like, it just no basically time. Means, yeah. It's not just that. It's just, it's, like, the movies I do see. Like, I'm really excited to go see Aladdin. Like, that's where my life is now.
That's where I was starting.
That's where my life is.
May 24th, it just came out, Aladdin with Blue Will Smith.
Yeah, you can't.
I heard it's good.
What they should have done is just, like, taken Robin Williams' jokes and just put somebody else in there and just done their CGI work. You can't redo the genie from Aladdin. Robin Williams killed it.
The director of the movie said, my job was to tell Will Smith to be more Will Smith.
Isn't it Guy Ritchie?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it's Disney's just printing money with these. Like, yeah, we did all these cartoons. Now let's just do them with real people and just, you know, make trillions of dollars.
It's gotten great reviews, though. Everyone says it's a good, very good feel-good movie. So there's that. There's a movie I just saw a commercial for last night, Booksmart. It's a couple, I think it's like kind of like the female Superbad, what they're going for. It's directed by Olivia Wilde, and it's basically two kind of smart kids, and they're like, oh, we didn't party in high school, but they go hard on the night before graduation.
That sounds exactly like Superbad.
Yeah. And it's been getting great reviews as well. So Booksmart came out this weekend as well.
Hi, my name is Andrew Luck.
Okay, no, the book club. Andrew Luck partied in high school. There's
you
no
may
doubt.
Know that I'm the quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts, but you may not know that I'm an avid reader.
We know it now. Thank you. Brightburn. What if it was Superman but bad?
I just heard about this movie like a few nights ago. It sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's just an alien child has superpowers and he arrives on Earth.
Is this a comic book? Is this just this?
You know what? I don't know.
Me neither. All I heard is it's an evil Superman.
Yeah, the boy turns out to be evil.
I'm kind of into that.
I'm kind of into that too. Sick of like seen so many good superheroes. Right. It's enough of them.
Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
Oh.
That's on May 31st. In fact, we're having a screening on June 1st. I think we shut down the signups for that, but you can still go to 1053thefan.com/contest to register. But I think we shut that down.
It's a good thing that Godzilla's still getting work. You know, as an actor.
Have you seen the trailer for this?
I watched Game of Thrones. Doesn't that count?
It looks like Game of Thrones on steroids. There's a lot of monsters. Like a lot of monsters, a lot of flying, and a lot of fire breathing.
So does it look cool?
It's got a good cast here. Millie Bobby Brown of Stranger Things and Kyle Chandler. But no, I mean, you know, I don't know. I didn't watch the last Godzilla movie, but it's interesting.
Go, go, Godzilla!
Now, this looks really good, and I haven't heard much about it until like the last couple days. There's a movie coming out this upcoming weekend, called Ma, starring Octavia Spencer. Basically, she's a woman, but she befriends a bunch of teens who are having a bunch of parties. And basically, she's giving them this space in the basement to have parties. And these teens are all wild. And then it turns out that she basically turns out to be the bad girl.
Oh.
And so it's like a horror movie.
Oh.
Or a thriller. So we can party at Ma's house. But no, it turns out Ma's got some stories of her own.
So and she start, like, killing them? Or?
Yeah, probably killing and torturing, I would guess. But everyone's saying this is going to be really good. I said everyone. Like, I've talked to a bunch of people. But
I've seen tons of people in the city.
Twitter. You know?
It's okay. You could have just let it hang there, and we all have been like, everybody's saying it. It must be cool. You could use the term everybody's saying. You can use that for anything, and who's gonna second guess that? Like, oh, everybody's saying it. It must be true.
The Ben and Skin shows, he'll say that. When you say something like that, at least if I'm running a segment, then Ben and Skin will go, who's saying that? And they'll question my reporting the entire show.
Because everybody, Ben, everybody.
It's the price you pay. It's usually Skin questioning my reporting.
Who's saying that? Everybody? I mean, I've pulled 70% of this city.
I don't know, man. Just doing a segment. Just don't worry about it.
That's everybody. God. Everybody's saying it.
Did you guys watch the Queen movie?
Nope.
No.
Really?
The one about Freddie Mercury?
Yeah, but the Queen movie. Bohemian Rhapsody, you guys missed it?
Yeah, I missed that one.
With Rami Malek?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it looked great. He looked just like Freddie Mercury.
Did you guys watch A Star Is Born?
I have two kids.
Dude, Star's Born.
I have a legitimate excuse here.
I did not.
Chippy has no excuse.
Star's Born's very overrated.
I don't see a lot of movies. I'm not a big movie guy.
Oh, I'm not either. I don't go to a lot of movies either, but the Queen movie is great. Well, on the 31st.
I'm a big fan of Queen.
Rocket Man coming out. This is the Elton John movie.
Rami Malek plays Elton John in this
one?
No,
he doesn't.
Oh, it's a different one?
It's Taron Egerton. I think.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
The reason I love Queen, I'm a huge Queen fan. I'm also a huge Elton John fan. I'm a fan of classic rock. I didn't see Bohemian Rhapsody because I thought, well, this will just be a horrible movie.
No, it was awesome.
Was it?
Yeah, it was really good. Really good. Really good. That was so good.
Okay.
It was great in theater, though, too. It sounded good, too.
What made it? Well, was it the acting? Was
great
it the
acting,
script?
Very enjoyable. Now, there were some people who would say, well, they didn't have enough time to tell the whole story. Yeah, it was a movie. I mean, it was a 90-minute movie. It wasn't. You know,
what do you mean?
90 minutes? I can do that.
Maybe it was 100 minutes, maybe. But like, it wasn't like, you know, look, if you want to tell the whole story, we know that we could have a 10-episode series on Netflix.
What do you mean by the whole story? Like, they just gloss over the whole dies of AIDS thing?
No, that's one of the biggest storylines. His battle with AIDS is probably the biggest story. His battle with AIDS and sexuality are the two big storylines of the movie, along with the music. It's just very good. Rocket Man. Man, when I found out this week that Elton John had a lyricist for his songs and didn't write all his songs, I kind of found that to be pretty half-ass. So I don't know. I think I'll still watch Rocket Man, but I'm kind of like, huh?
I'm with you on that, by the way.
Yeah.
When I find out musicians don't write all their own songs, I think...
That bothers me.
You're not as good as I thought you were.
I think you're going to be disappointed with the majority of... music or music.
Yeah, pretty much all of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dark Phoenix, Queen Sansa. This is an X-Men movie.
Yeah.
She's going to be, Sophie Turner is going to be, the lead character. But there's too many X-Men movies. Once you get away from the basic numeric system, it's hard to keep it all in order. Keep that in mind, superhero franchises. Stick to the mud. If you want to have a clever title, that's fine, but put it after a number so we know when it happened.
Exactly. But
they're hard and fast with the rules, KT. Like, this is not... The cat is out of the bag when it comes to this. There's no keeping track of any of these kinds of movies. You can't do it.
Did you know they're making a Men in Black International?
Meaning?
Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson are going to be your Men in Black duo.
Tessa's very attractive.
Yeah.
I didn't understand any part of the new season of Westworld, but was all in because of Tessa Thompson.
This looks good here. The Dead Don't Die, June 14th. This is going to be Bill Murray, Adam Driver, Tilda Swinton, Steve Buscemi.
Wow.
Danny Glover, Rosie Perez, Iggy Pop, RZA, Selena Gomez, and Tom Waits. All in a movie, it says, when the dead begin to rise from their graves and interrupt life in a peaceful small town, it's up to the greatest zombie cast ever assembled to save the day. I've seen the trailer for this, and it looks awesome.
Funny?
I think it's going to be like a half comedy, half serious thriller type thing.
Is Adam Driver going to just tell stories of playing for the Packers?
Yeah. Well, he was and being on Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah.
That's Donald Driver, Shippy.
Oh.
Donald.
Close.
Also coming out, they're doing another Shaft.
It was close. Driver's a very non-common name.
Toy Story 4.
Wait, really?
June 21st. Yes. Toy Story 4, and they've added a character, Keanu Reeves.
Oh, he's going to be protecting a dog.
And he plays the little girl then? Because last saw the toys, they're being dropped off for the little girl because the guy's going to college now, which, as everybody knows, you bring your toys to college and nobody's going to want to sleep with you.
Yeah. No, you can't do that. And Andy made the right choice by leaving his toys at home. You know? I mean, Andy's like, what are you going to do?
You ever seen the video?
You get attention. Hey, I'm hanging out with these talking toys, though.
Have you seen this video?
Maybe that could help.
Of Tom Hanks interviewing this little girl about Toy Story and like asking her who her favorite character is, and he's like, well, it's okay if you know, and you like Woody the best, and she's like, no, Woody's not the best at all. It's definitely Buzz. Buzz the best. And she's like, but, and so Tom Hanks trying to talk this little girl into saying that
that's
Woody's
awesome.
The best. It's so funny.
No.
But Woody's more wholesome and he's got less, and it's
Buzz is on Home Improvement, and then he had a bad sitcom. Like, look, I'm seen as I could be the president. Toy Story 4. Yesterday, June 28th, this movie looks freaking awesome.
Wait, no, yesterday was May 26th.
No. This movie's called Yesterday. Comes out on June 28th. So basically, it's about a musician who wakes
Paul
up.
Paul McCartney.
Sort of. He wakes up in an alternate timeline where the Beatles never existed.
I have heard of this
movie.
And
he makes the choice to plagiarize the Beatles songs. And then towards the end of the movie, people find out what he's done, and then you have chaos. The trailer looks incredible.
So he basically wakes up in a world where the Beatles don't exist.
There's actually a yes. He wakes up in a world where the Beatles don't exist, but he's the only one who knows it.
So let's put you guys in that situation.
Uh-huh.
How are you? You're doing the same thing this guy does, right? Like, you're basically saying, like, I'm the greatest musician ever. I'm John Lennon. Like, you could basically become John Lennon.
Yeah.
You could become John Lennon.
I think he was doing Paul, but yeah.
Nobody does Ringo, by the way.
I mean, I would be challenged.
Nobody would do Ringo. Right? He'd be the last one nobody wants to be Ringo.
No one would be Ringo. No,
yeah. So, but would you do
Ringo
that?
Ringo was good for that fit.
Right.
It was a good.
It was great. It's not being the front man, not singing too many songs. When he sang, it was like, oh, that's cute. He's trying to sing.
Sometimes you need your, like, sixth round cornerback to come in and play. It's kind of Anthony Brown.
I would definitely plagiarize that music. Just like if I found the book from Back to the Future that tells you who wins everything, I would gamble all my money on all the people that I knew were going to win.
If you don't, you're a fool. A fool.
But if you did find that book, wouldn't you, before you place the bets, be like, I hope this works. I really hope this is not like some BS.
Yeah, I'd probably, for like the first one, maybe not put everything into it. Maybe, or I'd find like a super long shot odds and just put like a little bit of money that would exponentially like pay out. Yeah.
Lion King, July 19th.
Oh.
Featuring Donald Glover, Beyonce, James Earl Jones, Seth Rogen as Pumbaa. Now they nailed it with the casting on this too. I mean, there's no other Pumbaa-like guy than Seth Rogen. That was so money.
Nathan Lane. He's kind of Pumbaa-like. If only they could have cast Nathan Lane in that role.
Nathan Lane, is he in the new one too, though?
No, I'm just saying, probably, I like Seth Rogen.
He's better than Nathan Lane.
You think so?
Nathan Lane.
Not like in a vacuum, like, yes, I'd rather.
Is he going to sing, you know?
Probably.
Nathan Lane's a good singer.
Right. I don't know. I thought in that role he killed it. He was so good in that role.
We'll end it with, on July 26th, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Quentin Tarantino movie featuring Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt. This is going to be really good.
When was the last time Brad Pitt was in a movie?
Oh.
It's been a long time.
It has been a while.
He's amazing. Leo overacts, I'm not going to lie, and Quentin Tarantino is horribly overrated. I love Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction. Those are great movies. Jackie Brown, too, but...
Django?
I saw it the first time when it was called...
Django.
What was the first time the same movie was called?
The first time before Django?
What was the
Django
movie?
Chain?
No, what was the movie that came out? But it was the... Wow. Inglourious Basterds.
Inglourious Basterds happened, yeah.
Same movie.
Oh.
There's a lot of the same cast. It's kind of what he does. It's
pretty much the same movie.
All right. Well, we nailed that. There's the movies you need to go see this summer, including all of them.